You know, Habitat for Humanity's been around for, well, since 1986, been around a long time. I think probably the best thing that ever happened to was Jimmy Carter going out and building houses. Now we've got another house builder that's coming over there, and that is Ashley Brundage, who is leaving United Way after 19 years to take over next month as the new CEO of the Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity, and she joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So do you even know Jimmy Carter?
I know of him. I've not met him.
But it really was. I mean, that really brought the whole concept into, you know, a much higher profile. So talk about what you're getting into. I know you researched this aggressively before leaving, you know, 19 years at United Way where they like you. But tell me about Dallas Area Habitat.
Sure. So, you know, I'm trying to think where to start. The mission there is really around affordable housing and building more affordable housing. How do we create a decent home for everybody to live in that they can afford and that provides wealth generation for their future, their children and their grandchildren, things like that. So they do a lot of work throughout Dallas County and into Kaufman County. And are active in a couple like key neighborhoods here in the city of Dallas where they're trying to help build communities so that we can really impact the affordable housing crisis that we're seeing.
Well, you've worked in this area for a long time with the Dallas Housing Coalition, and I don't know exactly how they interplay, but, you know, the end result, I guess, is the same.
Yes, definitely. The end result is more affordable housing in the city of Dallas. So the Dallas Housing Coalition was actually launched by Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. The coalition then spun off and has become its own nonprofit since then. And so I serve as the board chair for them. And I've been active with that group advocating for the significant investment of bond dollars from the 2024 City of Dallas bond election that's coming up starting next week. Early voting starts next week.
Right.
And so really taking a lot of that advocacy and lessons learned from there over to Habitat with me too.
You know, this has been, it's obviously a problem forever, you know, is having affordable housing. But right now, I mean, with interest rates going up, with inflation numbers, but then also if you think about just the city of Dallas, I mean, you've been watching this, they're getting squeezed out. Is a lot of the areas that used to have affordable housing, they're nuking them and putting up McMansions, and people are moving back into the inner city.
Yes, yes.
So where does everybody go?
I mean, right now it's really difficult to find someplace within the city of Dallas that is affordable, especially if you're in like that middle income or lower income level. Lots of folks we're seeing kind of move out to the suburbs, but even further out than your regular suburbs that are like that inner ring around the city. People are going far to try and find affordable housing, which means that a lot of people are also looking for jobs that are closer to home.
We've seen new homes being built, but also we've seen a lot of rehabs of older homes that are being brought up to code and make something that's livable for people. Is it more the latter right now that's going on rather than new construction?
I would say it's probably more new construction than home repair happening. We actually have a pretty desperate need to see more funding provided for home repair across the city, but also for preservation of the low-income tax credit multifamily developments that are in the city. We have a lot of those that are about to age out of their affordability. And if we could invest some of the city funding into those developments, it would help keep them affordable longer.
What about, I mean, did the coalition or Habitat get involved in repurposing? Because we've seen a lot of that. Old, you know, hotels and motels that are turning into, you know, multifamily or actually in some cases office buildings are being converted into multifamily.
Right. I think that the sky's the limit for Dallas Area Habitat. I think that it's time for them to really think beyond the single family home. And so there is the possibility that eventually we could get into the conversion conversion building department, but at this moment, we're not doing that type of work. I think what I understand about converting office buildings into apartments is that it's really hard to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it'll be a learning curve for us for sure.
Well, I mean, you think about it, you got to go put in pipes and gas and electricity in places where it wasn't. But I know there was a big search that went on to find a new CEO for Dallas Habitat to take it up to the next level. So what was the mandate that you heard from the search committee, and what are they looking to do?
Yeah, they're really looking for somebody that can help reinvigorate the organization, kind of bring it back to where it used to be brand recognition wise in the city. There's a very strong priority being placed on land acquisition. So we have the ability, the funding right now to purchase land. We've got homes ready to be built on land, but it's about finding the land to do that on right now. So that was a big priority that I heard from the board throughout the process, and hopefully some of the ideas and strategies that I'm going to bring with me will help us do that.
Is there cooperation within this group? I mean, we started off talking about, or I did anyway, talking about Jimmy Carter and, you know, in Georgia building houses, but Habitat's active there. I don't know. I mean, is everybody autonomous, or is there, I mean, like United Way is sort of, you guys share with each other and, you know, work, you know, across borders. But is that true with Habitat?
It's so Habitat and United Way are set up the same way, where they've got, like, Habitat has an international organization that provides the branding and kind of overarching guidance to the franchises. But every Habitat then operates independently. Within our region, I think that there is some collaboration. I don't think it's as strong as what I hope it will be eventually, but I plan to reach out to my peers and get to know them a little better. One of which over in Collin County, I just found out, has retired. So we'll see what happens new over there.
Well, maybe it's going to be a great opportunity. So for funding, you mentioned, like, the bond issue that's coming. That's for a big, you know, capital improvement. But what about for ongoing funding? Is that raised for the public? Is there government money available? City money?
So for Habitat for Humanity, we've got diverse revenue sources. One of our largest, though, is our Restore Shops that we have that does resales of home goods and furniture and construction materials. We also have revenue from middle-income homes that we build through a separate nonprofit that is also operated by Habitat, but it is kind of independent within there. So we've got a couple of revenue sources like that. Corporations are huge supporters of Habitat and love to come out and help volunteer on the builds that are going on. And then I think foundations, we have an opportunity to grow there, but we do have some support.
And you ought to be able to tap further into that, especially with your connections, further into the real estate community, because this really is a very vibrant, growing real estate community here that's very mature and been around for a long time.
Yes, correct. I really hope to find ways for us to partner closely with the private sector. I think that those developers have a lot of experience and expertise and just kind of in general muscle in this space, that if we can find a way to partner with them creatively, we could hopefully then produce more units of affordable housing.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck. So you start, when is it, May 3rd?
May 13th.
May 13th. And and you'll be the CEO. So now you're going to be a chief executive officer. You're going to be big time, have a big office and smoke cigars and all that stuff.
Not a fan.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch. Again, congratulations, Ashley Brundage.
Thank you so much.
Leaving United Way after 19 years and heading up the Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.